Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning and welcome to the Mother and Daughter Roundtables here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, sitting in with mothers and daughters around the world. Yes, literally around the world. Thank God for the internet. We can reach our brothers and sisters around the world just from the comfort of your living room, your car, walking on the street, whatever you're doing. In the pool, you can talk to someone around the world. What an amazing, amazing thing to have. I remember when I was coming up, at some point in time, internet may have been something that was a governmental thing, but it was not available for the average person. And look at us now. We're Zooming. We are Skyping, we are talking to people in real time from another continent. But I do believe God intended for that to be for his blessings and for his good. So mothers and daughters out there, when you are on the internet and translating or transforming information, make sure it's something good. Something positive, something that will bless somebody and help them in some way. Give them a good thought, a godly thought, something that will change the in their subconscious mind. Give them something to hold on to. So I just want to say good morning, good morning, good morning. I thank you so very much for joining us this morning, and I'm going to go and My co-host this morning is Deborah Tyler. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Dr. Bessie. How are you?
I am wonderful. I tell you, I thank God. It's a good day. I feel good. You know, it's just my spirit is high. I just feel really good today. And just know that good things are going to happen before this day is over. So anyway, we don't have our other co-host with us this morning, Cynthia Oliver. Cynthia Oliver, audience is unpacking and moving, setting up a new place. So anybody that ever moved, it's a stressful time. It can be very interesting trying to move from one city to another. And Deborah, you can experience that. You just moved. Even though it was from one part of town to the other, you still had to pack up all your stuff. And bring it to another place and then unpack it.
I don't know about the unpacking. I'm still looking at about 4-5 boxes. We get one a month. Unpack one a month.
But the point remains is you got them in the new house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I got them in.
Whenever you want to.
Yep. They'll be all right. I'm looking at them like, they're looking at me like, hey, listen. As long as I ain't tripping over you and you out the way and your house presentable, you know, do one a month, maybe one a month.
Well, you can do it whenever you want to. That's the good thing about making choices. You can do it whenever you want to do it. And, you know, and they're not going anywhere. And, you know, the most amazing thing is that if it stays in the box, they say 3 to 6 months, you can just throw it away because obviously you don't need it.
Right, right.
You know, and I got stuff, I said, in my closet, just holding on to stuff. I'm like, Bessie, get rid of this stuff. You really don't need it. You know, you're not using it. What are you saving it for? You know what I mean? It's just like, got to have a little part of hoarding in your system, you know, just something. So I'm going to go through and do some cleaning myself and throwing out some things because I realize, you know, this stuff is just being here. I haven't used it. Just take the whole drawer and dump it out and go on about your business because you won't need it. But, you know, you're thinking, if I do that, I'll need something. The minute I do that, I'll be, where is that thing, you know? So how was your week last week, Deborah?
Actually, it was pretty good. I was off Monday and Tuesday, so I had like a 4-day weekend. So, of course, I went back Wednesday. It was a short weekend. So I looked up and it was Friday, and I was saying my favorite Hallelujah song, you know, because I get to do what I do on the weekend, basically sit on the couch and do a couple of online meetings and some homework. So, I have the luxury of living alone and nobody gets to interrupt my thoughts. And I ain't got to talk if I don't want to. I ain't got to pick up the phone. But, you know, I just like the weekends because, you know, it's just me and it's not busy versus the week is me and 40 others and it's working, the telephone, the emails, you know how I am.
Yeah.
So I'm just excited to be, off. Just like the middle of the weekend. So how was your week?
Mm-hmm. My week was good. It was good. It was interesting. We got the magazine out this week. And that was a blessing. I'm telling you, when that magazine was posted up online, I felt like I had a couple of days before that, I felt stuff lifting off of me. You know what I mean? Pressure lifting off of me. But when they got up on that line, it's just like everything was going to go ahead and do some other things that we need to do with the Mother and Daughter Global Movement and getting those documents and things together. It's just like it was too much. I had too much on my plate to try to meet my deadlines, you know. Need a secretary, honey. Need somebody that could type fast and can make some phone calls and, you know, and answer some phone calls. And my thing is getting on the phone and talking to people about their problems and staying on there too long. As a psychologist, it's just people, they don't say they call it for counseling, but they call and then you know that's what it is. So you get into it. You end up getting into a session, you know what I mean? And they don't realize,
right.
I know this is a session, you know, I know, but that's what I do. I work for God, and if he send them, you know, I have to take the time to do what he asked me to do. So, yeah, it was a great week. I couldn't even ask for a better week this week. It was good. So. We're doing all this talking, but can you just give us the prayer this morning and let's just give gold to God and just say thank you for a great week and ask him to bless each and everyone on the face of this earth.
That's right. That's right. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We come before you this morning and just say thank you for waking us up. Thank you for allowing us to move and let the feet hit the floor and the body begin to walk and do what a body do. Thank you for the mind being regulated that we can comprehend what's being said in the world, what's happening around us. Thank you for the ability to be able to touch the phone, to dial in. Thank you for the ears to hear the conversation. Thank you for the mouth, the breath that you gave us that we will give back to you so we can speak a word into somebody's life. Thank you for the opportunity to be used by you. We just say thank you for everything. Thank you for the people that's listening now, the people that's going to listen. Thank you for the ones that's going to share the word, the ones that's going to pass it on and let them be blessed and blessed and blessed, and your word will go out and accomplish that thing which you said to accomplish. It will not return unto you void. We thank you that every minute is an opportunity to help somebody be the best version of them, Lord. We thank you for enhancing us in this ability to be able to perform any task that you give us. There's nothing too great for us. We thank you because with you all things are possible. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. So strengthen us, Lord, to go on and see what the end going to be. We thank you for the eyes. We bless the hearts and the souls of the minds that's listening right now. And we ask you to soften the soul so there can be a seed deposit or a seed water. We thank you that increase will be yours. We count it not robbery to give you praise in advance, Lord. We thank you in advance. You deal with us, Lord. We thank you ahead of the game. We thank you ahead of the time. We thank you ahead of the blessing. We thank you ahead of the miracle. We thank you in advance right now. Do what you do, Lord, and have your way without limitations. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, this is a time for thanks, Deborah, because if you can't see now that we need to go before the Father, then something terribly is wrong. I mean, really. We got to get out of ourselves and all of our busyness and look at our brothers and sisters around us and look at the world and the interaction and how we're reacting to each other. And it's time to just go before the Lord. I mean, go before the Creator. You know you didn't create yourself. So if anything that's going to change, you got to ask the person who created it to help make the change. And so we need to go before God, because the people here in the U.S. is going through some interesting challenges. I think probably some of the worst, too. I mean, there's always been marching and demonstrations and things of that nature. But it's just an underlying thought that's running rampant. And that thought is not trying to promote healing and goodwill. And so I just pray that that negative thought just dissipate, and the good can shine through, because there's plenty of good on this earth. We're not going to let the little negative thoughts, you know, override that. So this morning, Deborah, when I was talking to the Holy Spirit, and I got our message this morning is mothers and daughters, ask, believe, and receive. And that's what we're going to talk about. I'm going to talk a little bit about that, and then I'll come back and pick you up, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mothers and daughters, we're here this morning. We're talking about, want to get back into giving out love and peace and joy. The fruits of the Spirit, you know, having faith in God, goodness, being gentle, being kind, being forgiven, you know, just being in self-control. If we look around the world today, we see a lot of people that's not in self-control. They're doing things from emotions and getting caught up in the thoughts of others and what they think and how it should be done. And, you know, if we could just all own heart, a lot of people are doing things because their friends want them to do it, or they have been taught in it to believe that this is the way it should be. But if we could just have a quiet moment, if we could get to ourselves and just sit and talk to God and ask the question. Ask, and when you ask, believe what you hear from God, and that's what you're going to receive. Now, that's the word. But how many people believe that? So mothers and daughters, when it comes to the mother and daughter relationship, a lot of times, especially when there's a mother and daughter come to me for counseling, and they're sitting there in the chair and each one, you know, sitting, the mother and daughter don't want to sit close to each other, or they don't want to look at each other, and you can just feel this tenseness in the air, and they both looking at me like, we need you to fix this. And I keep looking at them and saying, I can't fix it. I can help you fix it, the two of you, in a relationship. So one is asking, the other one is asking, but they don't believe. They don't believe, because if you believe it, you receive it. Or they believe, but the belief is not of good. So you're going to get what you receive, whether it's a good thought or a bad thought. If you believe that bad thought, then that's what you're going to get. That's what's going to enter into your life. You're going to start receiving negative energies, negative people, negative things happening to you. All of a sudden, your car stopped on the side of the road, or, you know, you had a flat tire, or all of a sudden you lost some money, or just negative stuff coming, because what you have hatred in your heart. You don't want to forgive. You're running around with negative thoughts and thinking about all the evil that you could do to somebody. You're cheating, you're stealing, you're doing things to other people that you know you shouldn't do. Well, good cannot come in a space where there's negative into that environment. Some mothers and daughters, when you have in your heart bad thoughts on people, unforgiveness, then how do you expect to be blessed? You cannot be blessed. You can't. I tell people, when you're stressed, peace cannot enter. You've got to release the stress to receive the peace. Stay alone. You can ask. But the key to asking is believing. He says, faith is the thing that moves God. You don't believe it, you will not receive it. You could ask from this day to the time you leave off this earth, and you'll never receive it. Because if you don't believe that what you're asking for will come to you, then you're not going to get it. Or if you believe what you're asking for, it's going to come to you. So now you choose life or death. Life meaning good, death meaning evil. Some people think that means to live or to die. And it does in some way, because if you are living in evil, you're really dead. You're dying every day because you're tearing up your organs. You're tearing up your mind. You're not living the life that God created for you. It's a hellish life, nothing working, never having enough money to pay the bills or get the food or take care of the children, because you're blocking your good. You're asking God, but you really don't believe God can do it, because somewhere in the back of your mind, you have that hidden secret. And that hidden secret is holding you up. God's not going to do that for you. Remember when you did this? You know you're still doing this. You can try to fool the people all you want to. This is these intro conversations, those ongoing conversations in your head. So you can't play yourself. Yourself knows you. So it's talking to you. You know what you did last night? And then you want God to bless you? This, and this is not going to happen, because God can't come in. And see, that evil thought knows that as long as I live here, I occupy this house. I run this house. And I bring in seven more like me to live in this house. This is my domain. And that's what makes it hard. Makes it hard to forgive somebody, because that evil thought telling you and reminding you of what happened and talking to you, don't forgive her. Why would you forgive her? Because if you forgave the person, then that evil thought has to leave. And he's fighting for his position to stay in your subconscious mind, to dominate your thoughts, to dominate your conversations. That hidden secret, the one that you think nobody else know, and you're thinking, I'm going to take this to my grave, because if I tell this, what would they think about me? But see, you don't have to tell me about your hidden thoughts. You don't have to tell your friends, your family, your girlfriend, your coworkers. You don't have to tell another human being. But you do have to go to God about it. And you have to be honest about it. And you have to repent on it. And you have to ask God to forgive you. But it comes right back down to that main key factor. You got to believe that he has forgiven you. Because if you don't believe that God has forgiven you for something that you've done, then that evil, negative thought is going to laugh. I still can stay here because I can't be moved. She don't believe it. Thing for you because you don't believe. You ask it, and sometimes you ask and you'll feel like at the moment, oh, wow, thank you, Lord. You feel good. You feel like he forgave you, and you know he forgave you. But then something will happen, and that negative thought will come knocking on that door again. You thought you put me out? You going to evict me? Remember this, and the conversation start again. But instead of going back and saying, gave me, I forgave myself, and I believe that you don't remember it anymore, and I'm not going to receive that thought. Because if you don't do that, every time you ask God to forgive you for something, he will, if you believe it. But don't think for a moment that that negative evil thought is not going to come back around and knock on your door again. Oh, it's going to come the front door, the back door, going to try to come through a window. The least, it'll come through a movie to have that thought live again in your mind. That's the battle. That's the battle that you're fighting. But if you believe that you receive forgiveness from God and you really believe that, then you can talk to that negative thought to get away from me. I cast you down. He said, cast down the thought. Cast it down. Every time it comes, I cast you down. That's your work until eventually it will go away because you already said, I ask, I believe, and I receive, and there's no room in this house for you. But if you ever succumb to, wow, yeah, I remember that, or especially when it's something that can get you angry all over again. Now, he's going to come back with seven other people and make sure they're positioned around your intro conversations and make sure that you are constantly thinking on this thing. We got to secure our position, the thought is saying. We got to secure our position. I need you to stand at an ear gate. I need you to stand at a nose, a mouth, a eyes. I need you to get into a brain. I need you to get into all consciousness. I need you in place. You are soldiers. Defend your position. Because it's hard to go back and ask God to forgive you for something else when God said he's already forgotten it. Because when you come back again, God don't remember it. So you bring it up again. You allow it to, the thought to come back into your mind. See, thoughts are things that will do things. And thoughts, that's all we have. That's all we have. Choose life or death. To choose life is to choose good thoughts. Think on these things. Think on things that are pure good. He tells you what to do. When a negative thought comes, no, I'm thinking on something good. I'm thinking on how God saved me when I was in a position. I'm thinking on how God forgave me for something I've done. I'm thinking on the goodness of God that he woke me up this morning. I'm thinking that I don't have to worry about it. My bills are paid. When I think things are not coming together, God always show up. Thank you, God. Every time something negative comes, you praise God. sing a song, do a praise dance. You got to secure. You got to be your own security guard. You got to secure your mind. You got to say, no, I ask, I receive, and I believe. I ask, I believe, and I receive. And you can't take this away from me. And you go on to the next one, because there's plenty others. Don't get caught up. He wants you to get caught up on the hidden secret. That's why hidden secrets is dangerous to your body, dangerous to your organs. It'll keep you in the doctor's office. It'll move through your limbs. It'll mess with your blood. Hidden secrets. We all are subject to be attacked, but we know we're healed. By his stripes, ye were healed. It said, were healed. So you're already healed. It's those evil thoughts that want to make you think something wrong with your body. That's persecution. Jesus said, if you follow me, persecuted, that's just the way it is. You're going to be challenged. Evil thoughts are going to make you think something is that isn't. But the minute you believe, you're going to receive it. If the evil thought come and tell you something's wrong with a part of your body, and you go, oh, something's wrong with this, and, you know, I got to tell somebody, and you go, you know, this is happening, and that's happening, and, you know, that's why I keep my mouth closed. I don't tell nobody anything, because I'm not going to go in with an evil thought and then tell somebody else, and then once you speak it, then you give the evil thought life. You give it the energy to live. Now you got to beat them off. Whereas if you just keep your mouth closed and talk to God about it. No, because what we do, we give too much emphasis to a negative evil thought, talking about it all the time. All you're doing is glorifying evil. You're glorifying evil. You talk about that more than you talk about God. God don't even get the praise that you give an evil thought. And you'll think about that evil thought all day. That's an idol God. You'll talk about it on the phone. You'll tell 10 internet, put it on Facebook. Just got to tell somebody. And if you tell your girlfriend, she's going to call you, girl, how you doing? How's it going? Now you're into the conversation again. You got another girlfriend, a family member, they're going to call. Of course, we're concerned about you. But it's what it's doing is putting fuel on the fire and keeping it roaring. And it just keeps you getting hotter and hotter, hotter and hotter. And that evil thought is consuming you. But see, you're praising. You're doing praise to the negative thoughts instead of praising God. God, thank you. I know you heard me. I asked you to heal me. I believe you did, and I receive it. And I just want to thank you, God, every day. Thank you, God. You know, thank God for what you asked him for that you believe he did and you know you receive it. Just keep thanking him and praising him about it. You see the difference? Just draw a line in the middle of your mind and see God on one side that's doing all the good. And see on the other side, negative thoughts coming towards you, constantly trying to get you broken down, broken down. You can't believe God did that because, see, you still can feel that pain. The pain is still there. Everything is about the imagination. Everything is about the mind. Everything is created in the mind. Everything that you want comes from a thought. And if you don't know how to manage your thoughts, you won't know how to manage your life. And you certainly can't manage your intra-conversation in your mind because your thoughts throw you if you don't believe that you receive what you ask for from God. Now let's just go to the other side of this coin. You never asked God. Now you're really in a battle. Because you feel God is not going to forgive me. These things I've done is so bad. So when you don't go to God, Lord forbid, then you really are in hell on earth. Because you're being tossed to and fro. Everything, you know, from your mind, people commit suicide. Because they can't deal with the battle of the mind. They can't deal with those thoughts. Can't sleep. They want to take a drug. They want to drink. They're trying to stop the thought from coming back. Oh, he has you now. The thought is so hard. It's like two fists going back and forth on the side of your head, the front and the back, four. Now you got boom, 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 boom. Some people just check out, become insane with thoughts. They can't manage those intro conversations. They're coming too fast. Some people say, they call them schizophrenic, talking to them, you know, leave me alone, get away from me. They're no different than you and I. They just have so many conversations, they just feel like they're talking. They think they're talking on the inside of their head, but actually it's coming out of their mouth because it's just more conversations than they can handle. Get away from me. Leave me alone. They're talking. Get back. Instead of knowing, see, they got them. Got them so caught up that they can't think, and that's why we pray and ask God to send someone that knows Jesus across their path. Introduce them to Christ where they can get that peace of mind. Where they can understand that they have a right to choose life or death. You don't have to live in death. Mothers and daughters, you can choose. And you can choose in your mother and daughter relationship. Are we going to have a life living our best life mother and daughter relationship? Are we going to be in a battle? Are we going to have a hellish, fighting, disturbing relationship? And sometimes those relationships last like that until you see that mother or that daughter in a casket. Then all of a sudden, you want to love on them. All of a sudden, you can see, I should have not done it this long. I should have gone and talked to her. I should have told her I love her because I really did love her. You know, I shouldn't have let the ego get in the way. And now you're crying. And now you got something even more to deal with because you realized you went too far about nothing. It was about nothing when you look at the scheme of things. Nothing should come between a mother and her daughter. No words, no actions, and no behavior. But yet you walk around and treat everybody better than you treat your mother or your daughter. You laugh and talk with your coworkers. You laugh and talk with your friends. And you're constantly doing things and going with them and hugging on them. But when you get in that hospital, when nobody else, they'll come see you for 3 weeks. Most of the times you're in the hospital for 3 weeks. Different ones will come the first week, second week, third week, you get a little light. The fourth week, they're going to, what, send you a card if necessary, or you don't see them at all. But how many times have I seen that mother sit inside that bed with that child that gave them a hard time, didn't have time for them? Because now your friends are nowhere to be found. They're going on with their life. Sorry to hear about her. I hope she's doing well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I miss her. But they're going on with their life because she done been in there too long. They don't have that much time for you. And you thought they were your friends. The only friend that you have is your mother and your daughter. Now, when I say friend, that's the person that will be with you to the end. Jesus had a friend. mother was there from the beginning, and his mother was there to the end. And no matter what happened in between, she never left his side. He knew his mother loved him. That's why he told John, take my mother to your house. Because he did not want her to see him give up the ghost. So, we're talking about asking. We're talking about believing. Talking about receiving. It always works in that order. If you ask and you believe, you will receive. Now you have to ask yourself, what are you asking for? Some things you ask for, you know you shouldn't have. But see, it rains on the just and the unjust. You can ask for something evil, you're going to receive it. You can ask for someone else's husband, oh, you might receive it. But it's not going to work well for you. You could ask for something to happen to somebody. Doesn't necessarily mean, because it's going to come back to you. Whatever you ask for to happen to someone else is going to come back to you. So if you're thinking evil thoughts on other people, evil thoughts are going to lurk into your mind, because whatever you send out comes back. It has a boomerang in effect. And then you wonder why things are not going well for you, because you're thinking evil thoughts and you're trying to send them out to others. And when you're trying to send them out to a child of God who don't believe and not going to receive evil thoughts, then you're going to get that thought back in the one that's going to come to you. So you're going to get a double dose. So I'm saying to you, mothers and daughters, it's a simple solution to your life. In this hand, I offer you life. In this hand, I offer you death. You choose. God created us with the power and the authority to choose and to create the life that we want to live and how we want to live it. Now it's up to us to believe it. So I'm going to go back to my co-host, and then we'll get her opinion on it.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Deborah, we're talking about mothers and daughters. Ask, believe, and receive. What's your take on that?
Oh, boy, I was taking some notes that I say, well, she might have to let me sum it up, because, you know, I tell you, ask, believe, and receive. And the first thing that hit me was ABC. And so I said, okay, ABR. Okay, ask. And then I say, wait a minute. As I was pondering, I said, when you were talking about unforgiveness, and I said, okay, prerequisite before asking is that you clean your slate, that your heart, and that God is saying, don't come asking me for anything, mothers and daughters, you know, sisters and aunties. Don't come asking for anything if your heart has got a block. I need you to get rid of the block, the animosity, or the incident, the ill feelings, the art between you and your daughter. I need you to go and do that first. That's prerequisite. He said, don't come asking me for nothing. Like just said in an everyday mother daughter thing. Daughter, come, mama, can I get $20 to go to the movies? Mama said, don't come asking me for nothing till you clean the room. Don't come asking for nothing till you do your chore. Don't come asking for nothing till that homework done. Don't come ask. So before you can get the money to go to the movies or the mall or the hell or whatever, mama said, I need the chore done first. So God is saying, I need the house clean first. I need you to get rid of that thing that you got against your daughter that you're holding against your mom. I need you to do that first before you ask.
Amen.
So you asking. Now you on the A.
Mm-hmm.
And then it takes a minute to get to the B if you ain't been hearing the word. That faith come by hearing, hearing the word. I ing the continuation of something that just didn't happen one time. Meaning you got to continue to hear the word so that you could believe it. Because if you hear something long enough, even a false story on the fake news channel, if you hear it long enough, you'll find yourself starting to believe it. So God says, I know the mind of the what I created, and I know if you hear it enough, you'll start to believe it. So here we go with B. Believe. Are you believing that your daughter can change? You asked me to change your heart. You asked me, daughter, to touch your mama, to give her a dose of Holy Ghost, give her an overdose of the Spirit of God. You asked me to let her have an understanding. You asked me. Now, God is saying, do you believe that I'm able to do the thing that you asked me? You can't be talking on the phone and saying something contrary, like you said, to what you asked me. Now, if you won't ask me, and you gonna believe that I'm able, that's if we done got the hard right, the P, prerequisite, and we done got that part there. We done got the action, because we don't have no problem. Action is the easiest thing. If you open your mouth and you start saying, give me, can you lend me, Lord, can you bless me, that seems to be real easy. But the part before, you can get past letting it go and saying to your daughter, I apologize for my tone, for my tack, my delivery of the message. I mean that I need you to do your share around the house. I didn't mean to say it mean. I didn't mean to scream where the neighbors could hear. I didn't mean to belittle you in front of your friends. I didn't mean for it to come across like that. But the message is. And so God said, be gentle. You know, in a way that people can receive what you're saying. Because you're the mama, don't mean you got to say it all with the volume at 10. Bring it down to 5. Put a little emphasis on it, you know, and then it's easy to receive. And so God is saying, do you believe that I'm able to change your daughter in my time and in my word and in my plan for her life? Not what you want. You want her to marry a successful guy. You don't want her to stay out all night. You want her to get all A's in school. You want her to listen when you talk. God is saying, if you're going to give it to me, don't give me a roadmap on how you want me to transform her. Give it to me and believe that I'm going to do the best thing that I know, that I already predestinated to do anyway. He said, I know the end before the beginning. So whatever it is that I already say I'm going to do, I just need you to get in position to receive it, because her life, her plan is already mapped out. I just need you to get on the same page with me, and then it's done. And so we believe, God, I give her to you. You gave her to me as a gift. And now much she was inside of me. And that umbilical cord was cut. But I'm asking you to give me a spiritual umbilical cord so I can stay spiritually in tune with my daughter and not allow other people to come between me and her, because there's a unique situation going on with each sibling, with each child. There's a unique situation. And God, I need you to help me with this girl, with this one, with these, however many you got. And God said, okay, now, you brought your petition on to me. You got your heart right. You cleansed it. You asked for forgiveness, and you apologized, and you was the bigger person, not because you the mama, because you the bigger person, because you set an example on how to let it go. So you asked me, which was easy. Now you believe that I'm able. So now here we go. The R is a long ways down the alphabet from B. Sometimes it don't happen when you want it to happen. You might have to go through the D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L. It might happen on the M, but you still got R to go. So God's saying, my time ain't your time. My orchestration ain't yours. He said, but if you believe
I need you to speak belief from B to R. I need every time the enemy comes up and says something about what if, or she ain't going to never change it. She just like her daddy, or she just like her auntie. She just like who she like. I need you to believe every time that enemy comes up and tells you that I ain't going to do the thing that you believe that I'm going to do. I need you to bring the word back. You know, but God said he's able. God said he's sufficient. God says that everything that I believe I receive. God says in his time, and what God said, bring it back what God said. Now you're on the M. And a big blow up comes. Now you don't set back to probably P. You back on P now because something happened. So now you got to go back and do what you need to do before you get to A again. And it's a process. It don't happen overnight. You know, God can miraculously heal you, deliver, change, transform anybody, anytime. That's how Jesus healed people right on the spot. That's how he said, go dip in the water, go dip in this, go dip in that, and come back and go here, go there. And, you know, there's times that he said, hey, you're here, go on. And maybe they didn't feel it right there. Maybe by the time they got where they were going, they was up. But he said, that's a process, but I need you to believe. So there was times where I said, God, can you deliver me from this? Can you deliver me from that? And when I asked him, I had to believe that he was capable, without a doubt, to get me from B to R. And any time it came up in between, I would just go back to, I know that God said he's going to deliver me, that he's going to take the taste out of my mouth, that I ain't going to never have a whiskey bottle under my car seat, that I ain't going to never have a joint, that I ain't going to never smoke another. Anything that's not pleasing to God, I ask him to take away. And I had to believe. And it was a process. The enemy come one day, sit at the bus stop, it's hot, 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 hot. Somebody got a cold bill of sweat running down the can. So in my mind, it would quench my thirst. But in the next breath, the devil used a lie. I've been delivered. I don't have a taste no more. Smell the weeds. Ooh, that smell like some guns. Oh, that smell like some Cincinnati and some red bud. Devil, you a lie. I don't need none to alter my mind. I'm high on Jesus. Free high. Holy Ghost high. You know, so he will bring things back to your mama and make you feel like he ain't going to answer. He'll make art come because he don't want you to be on one accord. He don't want you to love and forgive. Because he's contrary to it. He said, if I'm going to hell, I'm going to take as many as I can take with me, and I'm going to deceive as many as I can, because I know I am. I'm a TKO already. It's what God said. Ask, believe, receive. The R is a long way off. The R is way round down. I don't know what number it is, but the R is at the bottom of the alphabet. And God is saying that if you can believe me, that you can be at B, I can make your R turn to C. Complete. I can make your R be a C right now. It could be pre. We did the pre. It could be A, B, C. Already been completed before time, already been received, ABR. God said, before the beginning of the world, I already set it in place. I just need you to get in position. So all I would say is to the mothers and daughters, ask God and believe that whatever you ask him for concerning your daughter, concerning your kids, you ask God and you trust and believe. And then you got to speak those things. You got to start saying, oh, my daughter, she changed. You can't keep saying that she ain't not. You can't keep saying, you can't keep fighting against the word. He said, if you believe it, you act like you believe it by speaking it. You say it until it comes to your, you see it in your spiritual eye, and you got to say it till you see it in your natural eye. So we're going from spirit to natural. You got to say that she changed. You, even though all hell still breaking loose and everything still, ain't nothing changed in the natural, but in the spirit eye, you got to see it first. He said, if you could see it in the spirit, you could receive it. So you got to see that thing that you asking God to do in the spirit before. He said, if you don't see it in the spirit, don't go wait on R to come, because R is going to be past Z, and then you're going to be in the Greek alphabets, alpha, beta. You know, you're going to be way over there. You're going to be at a whole nother level. And so God is saying, if you can just see it. And so I remember a couple of times I asked God for stuff. And every time somebody would say something, oh, don't take all that. And you don't know the cost of mine. You don't know my oil, my alabaster box. You don't know what he brought me. You don't know. It takes all of that for me. I need to sleep in the church house. I need to sleep on the Jesus feet. I need to be so attached like I'm on a umbilical cord with Jesus, because you don't know where he brought me from. You don't know how he had to dig way down in the muckery miry clay and bring me up and put me back on the pot of wood and slap me and just spin me around some more and mold me and poke my eyes and shake my nose and my ears and my heart and clean it out and gut it out. You don't know. So it takes whatever it takes for you to believe that God is able to do that thing. There's nothing more valuable than believing in the promises of God, because he's going to perform that thing. You got to speak it. You tell him out. Let me just say this. I can't really say it loud because my walls are thin, and I was vexed by a mother and some stuff going on. And everything I heard her say to the child was negative. And God is saying, how you going to be speaking negative and you praying to me about make the transition? You got to make the transition. You got to show me. You got to. I'm going to follow your lead, basically. I can snatch it up, whip it up, turn around, but I'm going to follow your lead because I want you to know that I'm able. But you got to believe that I'm able. So the way that you believe that I'm able is you say those things that you know that I'm able to do. So you say she changed. You say she's a new person. You say she's transforming. You say she's a good child. Don't call her bad and negative and troublemaker. You got to say those things. You got it go both ways. Mama, daughter. My mama this, my mama that. You get on the phone with your. Don't let me get kids off the hook. No. It go both ways. You on the phone with your girlfriend and then whispering on the phone. Your mama pay you your bill for. You talking about your mama like a DOG. Come on now. Come on, somebody. It go both ways. You can't be on the phone bashing mama. She working two jobs to put name brand on you, put food on the table, keep the roof and water from dripping from the when it rains. Come on now, it go both ways. So you gotta be. You praying to God? Did you do the P? Did you forgive your mama? Did you say, mama, I'm sorry for how I talked to you. I'm sorry for being disrespectful. I'm sorry for coming in late at night. I'm sorry for even that boy in the back door. Oh, mama, I'm sorry. Can you forgive me? Let's start over. And then she at the A now. She's asking God, can you touch my mama hard? Can you help her when she ain't got to work so many hours and be away from the house? Can you help her understand this generation? Can you help her, God? Can you touch God? Can you send her a soulmate, a man to love God? Can you, God?
Please, God.
Touch me, God. So I could love my mama. She could have closed her legs on me when it was time for me to be delivered. But she thought of not robbing. She brought me in this world, Lord. She could have gave me for adoption. She could have just put me in the garbage can, Lord, but she brought me through.
Amen.
So I said, thank you.
Yes.
That you allowed her to carry me through 9 months.
Yes.
Twice. Amen. Touch Lord. Touch her mouth, Lord. She put her mouth on me, Lord. Then touch my heart. That I may submit and honor so my days to be long, God.
Amen.
I don't mean to talk to her like that, God. God is saying it go both ways. Ask me. I'll touch her. And when you get on the phone and you're talking to your friends on the phone, she bought you. On the phone she paid bills for, not a $100 phone, but a $500 phone. Say to your friends, I love my mama. My mama's changing. My mama is awesome. She don't do what she used to do no more. God is saying it go both ways. He said, you do that P, you do the A, you do the B, I do the R. You'll receive it. Maybe she won't change overnight, but you got to speak it into existence. You got to believe that God is able to transform her. Don't give up on her now because she didn't give up on you. Because like I said, she could have shed her legs. She could have thrown you in a garbage can, God forbid. She could have did a lot of things, but she brought you in. And for that, you should be grateful, because you wouldn't even have a life if she didn't sacrifice her life. And so I'm just saying, they go both ways. And I'm a little emotional because, I it touched my heart, you know. But God is saying that I'm able to do that thing, and I need you to trust me. Give your mama back to me. Submit your ways to me. Read the word. Trust and believe. Can you receive that thing? I can bring the R to the C. I can make it ABC, complete. Ask, believe, is complete. So bring the R to the C and say it's done. When you pray to God, say, Lord, I know that it's done. And I'm going to speak it until I see it in the natural. Amen.
Amen.
Girl, that's it right there.
Praise the Lord.
That's it right there. If that don't bless somebody, I don't know what will. You know, it's so amazing. We start out and don't even know 30 minutes before the show, basically most times, what the Holy Spirit want to talk about. And it's always amazing message. And as you were talking, I was thinking that, and you what I was thinking, you started talking about mothers. You know, you can't ask God to change the daughter when you still cursing the daughter. It just doesn't work, because your words over your daughter is powerful. The mother have authority over her children. And if you're calling her all kinds of names and still talking about you waiting on God, you know, you cursing the girl not to receive, or the son. So that was the word right there, Deborah. I'm telling you, I'm like you now. I ain't nothing I can put on that. There's nothing I can put to that. Except for mothers and daughters, you need to listen to this message, and then you need to call somebody else and have them listen to this message. Message needs to go back and forth, like viral. And once they get this, Deborah, this message alone changed the heart to mothers and daughters around the world, because they don't know what they're doing. They don't know that they're stopping the blessings for their mother, and they're stopping the blessings for their children, for their daughters. Because daughters have a responsibility too. It's just not just the mother. It says not to provoke the children, as well as honor your mother and your father. So we all have responsibility. You gave it to them. I hope they receive it, because there ain't nothing else we can say to that. Any final words?
Now, I just want to pray that, you know, they receive the word in love, and they just ask God to give them what they need to perform that task. P-A-B-R or P-A-B-C. Praise the Lord.
I love it.
All blessed. Thank you, Lord.
Right. Thank you, Jesus. Well, that's our show for today. Hold on, I'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Well, Deborah, I thank you. I mean, I literally can't add nothing to it. That is as plain as it gets, as simple as it gets. And we're just going to pray right now, Father God, that this message reach millions of mothers and daughters around the world, and that they will see and feel from the spirit in which the Holy Ghost delivered today. In Jesus' name. I love you, Deborah.
Amen. Love you,
and
too.
You have a good day, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye, audience.
Okay, love you. Bye, audience. Love you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. We have to tell Sissy to come back and listen at this show.
Oh, okay. Sure will.
Yeah,
God bless.
You got to go back and listen to this. Bye-bye.
Okay.